Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So, we've already learned that there is something called a p'char when it comes to animals. There's also a p'char when it comes to one particular type of non-kosher animal, and that's a donkey. The firstborn male child of a donkey is called Peter Chamar. There's a mitzvah to redeem it for a lamb and to give the lamb to a kayan. The chamar, the Peter Chamar, stays by the Yisrael. Until the time that you redeem it, the Peter Chamar is asur bahana. You can't derive any pleasure from it. We also have to know for this Mishnah that a Yisrael that has a baby boy, there's a mitzvah to redeem that child for chamish shloim and to give it to a kayin. That's the mitzvah of pidyon aben. And one more thing for this Mishnah, which we have already discussed earlier. Peiris of Maeser Sheni have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you eat them over there, and you can redeem them for money, then bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and purchase food over there, and to eat it over there. Zak the Mishnah, Peirik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua v'Reb Tzadok. Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Tzadok testified al pidyon Peter Chamar in regard to the lamb that a Yid separated to redeem a Peter Chamar with, Shemes, if it died before he gave it to the Kayin, She'ein bo l'kayin klum. Yisrael is not obligated to give the Kayin another seh. The Kayin cannot demand that Yisrael give him a new sheep to replace the one that died. Now, not everyone holds that way. This is what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik said. Rabbi Eliezer, said, Chayavim b'achruyasan, that Yisrael is chayiv to give to the Kayin another seh, kechamish slayim shel ben, like the five slayim that a father separates for pidyon aben. If they're lost, that money is lost, even after you separated or designated it for pidyon aben money, but if it was lost before you gave it to the kayin, the father would have to give another five slayim. The pidyon doesn't take effect until you actually give it to the kayin. So the same is true for the seh. If the seh died before he gave it to the kayin, that's the loss of the owner, not the kayin. The chachamim say, ein chayavim b'chriyasa. The Chachamim say that the owner is not responsible for the sheep. It's not the owner's problem. It is the Kayin's problem. Because the sheep is not like the five sloyim of Pidyon Aben. Ela rather, what would we compare it to? Kipidyon shel Maeser Sheni. Like Maeser Sheni money. If Maeser Sheni money is lost, if I have payers to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and I redeemed it for Maeser Sheni money, and it's lost. Before I got to Yerushalayim, I lost the money. I don't have to bring other money. So, I should not have to replace the sheep that died. And the Mele, Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Tzadik, they agree with the Chachamim. They argue about Hadalim Shat in the Psukim. So again, what do we have in our Mishnah over here? Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Tzadik say, if I have a firstborn male chamar, I have the mitzvah of pet a chamar, I have to redeem it for a seh, I separated a seh taka, but before I had a chance to give it to a kayin, the seh died. The Kayan says, give me another one. Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Tzadik say, I don't have to. Rabbi Eliezer says, I would have to replace it, just like I would have to replace the five slayim for the Kayan. By the mitzvah of Pidyon Aben, if I didn't wind up giving it to the Kayan, even though I separated the money, I still have to give him another five slayim, so the same is true for the seh that died. The Chachamim say, no, we compare it to Maeser Sheni money. Once you redeem your payers for Maeser Sheni money, even if they're lost, on your way up to Yerushalayim, you don't have to separate other money. So the same is true for the seh. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik agree with the Chachamim.